This is Bob Wynn with A View From Here. All right, enough is enough. We are a country built on laws, and citizens are expected to follow those laws so that society continues to function as it should. So why do these supposed Black Lives Matter protesters get to ignore the laws and simply do whatever they want to do without any consequences? They can break windows, vandalize every structure in sight, start fires in buildings, beat people, throw anything and everything at police, and yes, even kill people with no accountability whatsoever. How can that possibly be? What started off as a peaceful protest has become a brutal army of thugs intent on nothing except creating mayhem across America. Think about it. Original Black Lives Matters wanted the police officer at the center of the controversy fired. And he was. They also wanted him arrested and charged. And he was. In addition, they wanted the other officers on the scene fired. And they were. So, mission accomplished. But no, time for mindless mayhem in the streets for who knows what. One of the flashpoints in the nation is our very own Portland, Oregon. Under an ultra-liberal mayor with an ultra-liberal governor, Portland is an utter failure to not only its citizens, but to our entire state and the nation. Frankly, it's a disgrace. Even before Black Lives Matter, Portland was becoming a cesspool. Its liberal policies has embraced an explosion of homeless people. They were and are everywhere in the city. Downtown? Yep. Suburbs? Yep. Hospitals and government buildings? Yep. The homeless were seen living anywhere and everywhere there was a piece of ground. And yes, that pile of junk they accumulate was right beside them in plain view throughout the City of Roses. And all that was before COVID-19 and Black Lives Matter. Now, well, now Portland is even more of a cesspool than it was a few years ago, if that's at all possible. Many sections of the city are simply off limits to ordinary people. Human waste, vandalism, theft, harassment, they're simply a daily norm in many parts of that city. And yet the liberal mayor claims to have it all under control. What poppycock. You know, people are leaving Portland, and they should. We are now 55 days of ongoing protests every night. Vandalism, destruction, outright theft, beatings, and more. They're an every night fact of life in Portland, Oregon. Frankly, Portland has joined the ranks of Chicago, New York, Seattle, Los Angeles, and other major cities where it's simply not safe to live there. The cities have all long been under the control of liberal politicians, but it's the ordinary citizens who are paying the price for those policies. I applaud our president who has threatened to send in federal authorities to stop the mass killings, lootings, vandalism, and protests that are becoming the benchmark every day for these failed cities. It's the president's job to make America safe and secure for all Americans, and if that means stepping on these liberal toes to get it done, my answer to that is so be it, go for it, and get it done today. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View From Here.